In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there. I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And once again, we're continuing in the message for this week, which is Eligible to Serve Christ from our pastoral series. The pastoral series has been going on for some time, and it was very well attended and very well received in our Wednesday night meetings over the past year. So we decided to include you, the listening audience, in on these wonderful and informative messages.
Today, most of the frustration that women are experiencing is because they're having difficulty locating their leader. I said most of the frustration that women are experiencing today, and they don't even know that this is frustrating them, because they're having difficulty locating their leader in his proper place. I personally believe if a female child from birth observes the males in their lives taking the lead, inquiring of God, and making godly decisions concerning the family, that every little girl would be comfortable waiting for the wise and godly man that God has for her. But what has she been exposed to? In fact, submission to that kind of man would be effortless. Men inquiring of God and making the decisions that he and God agree on for their families never have to concern themselves with a dominating woman. I said men inquiring of God and then making godly decisions concerning their families never have to worry about a dominating woman. In fact, the man will be so comfortable having heard from God that they will freely and gladly discuss their decisions with their wives. And her heart and her spirit will bear witness to it. But now, sir, gentlemen, when you come off butching it off, when you haven't conferred with God, just doesn't work in this dispensation. When she knows that you're sitting in front of the television all day long and you out there on the basketball court with the boys, now you 46 years old, long since should have stopped jumping for baskets while Junior is home with his homework needing to be taken care of, or his little hormones are starting to act up and he doesn't know who to talk to about because daddy's out there on the basketball court trying to be one of the kids, one of the pals. You ain't called to be his pal, sir. You're called to be his father. You're called to be his leader. And you need to stop. Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm going to go there, because if I don't, I'm going to be in trouble with God. When you have not conferred with God, it doesn't work. Submitting to a man who talks to God about everything, everywhere, lifting up his hands in praise to God is a pleasure to submit to. When the man spends all the money that he makes on foolishness and would rather be on the basketball court with the boys than with his children, or worse, sitting on a bar stool with the boys rather than looking to see how he can make his wife's chores a little bit easier, is a jerk, not a leader. I was a barmaid. I know how easy it is. What was that song they sang, the choir sang, about Georgia Brent, about to make the preacher put down his Bible? What? Honey Brown. Well, I'm a Honey Brown.
Honey Brown, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my mother taught me that. I said, the preacher in the church, and it won't do right. What are we going to do? And the kids in Morehouse, they say, take the Bible, kick him out, and let the church go roll on.
But that song was a church roll on. Yeah, but yeah. That Honey Brown was talking about how you know, regardless to who you think you are and how secure, there's always a number out there.
There's always a Honey Brown.
There's always a Honey Brown. And so you sitting on the bar stool, and the Lord had me to write down, he said, tell him I was a barmaid. I know how easy it is to make a preacher put his Bible down. But if the preacher ain't preaching from his Bible in the bar, and he's holding a scotch on the rocks, he's fair game. Well, doesn't make a difference whether it's preacher or parishioner. If he's somewhere he got no business being without his wife, he's fair game for whoever's around, whether she's the barmaid or the lady that just walked through the door. The barmaid knows he's a phony, and so does his wife. You know them by their fruit. It doesn't matter whether it's the bar, sir, the bowling alley, or the barber shop. Or are you lifting up your hands, having prayed, assuming your upfront role? You have been by God placed in the role of first. I can accept the fact that he's the lead, I am second. But I'm not just going to follow him because he's been given the title lead. If he's not living the life for me to follow, guess what? It's very difficult, and I become frustrated. Go ahead, honey.
I just want to interrupt here just for a moment. What Pastor Sarah is saying is so true. But every single men's meeting that I have been to, the men refuse to say this to each other.
Absolutely.
Women go to women's meetings and talk about it, but the men are not there for the most part. The kind of thing she's talking about and that I absolutely concur with is the fact that men have to face up to their responsibility to be husbands and fathers and not pals and not, as you say, players on the basketball court. Man's knees are gone. His eyes are gone. He got tennis, baseball, and basketball elbow.
And he's out there because something else is gone, too, and he don't want to acknowledge it.
That's true, too. You know, and trying to prove to somebody, I don't know who, that he's still as young as he was.
You come here on Wednesday night. How many of you had something else you could be doing tonight? Okay. But you came so you could learn. Why do you need to learn? So you can get a what? An understanding of it. So when you leave here and the pastors aren't around, you can go from this place with an understanding of what it is saying, so that when you get exposed to the sinner out there who doesn't know that they need to learn it in the first place, you then be in a position to teach it to them because you understand it. But you can't teach what you do not understand. You can go over in Matthew and see that. That's how the word gets stolen. Mark, I asked that question of the Lord one day, you know, about when Satan comes immediately to steal the word. I said, Lord, why? How can he come immediately to steal the word that was just sown in my heart? He said, because you don't know what Matthew 13 says. And I went over there to Matthew 13, 18, and it says, those without understanding, he steals the word from. But once I come here and get understanding, you can take my Bible away. I said, you could take my Bible away. It's not my Bible. That's the most important thing, is what has been sown in my heart that I understand. Because you could put me, I could be Joan of Arc. You could put me up before a firing squad. It wouldn't make any difference if I understand what it's saying. You cannot get that from me. That's why it's in our spirit. It must be in our spirit. It must be locked in and lodged in there, okay? So the women would like to get the learning or understanding from the men in their lives. But if we can't trust you to treat us like God intended for us to be treated, and by the way, gentlemen, Jesus is your example, not your buddy. Amen. Not even your daddy. Amen. Not your pastor. Jesus is your example on how to treat the women in your life. But if the daughter is so concerned at night when she goes to bed that it's going to be her father crawling in the bed with her, then how can she trust him enough to train her in the Word of God? She can't get her learning from him because he hasn't learned who he is and who she is. She is not his helpmeet. She is not his wife. There are too many. If you don't think so, come out to VVV and listen to all of us talk about what we have survived. It is amazing the number of women in church today. Most of us have turned to Jesus because there wasn't a man that we could depend on. Lord, it's getting quiet in here. Fathers after their daughters, husbands after anything. I'm going to let you in, baby. Give me two more minutes. Then we can talk about it. Okay. Husbands after anything that will bring him a few seconds of relief. Incest is everywhere. These do not make for submissive women, gentlemen. Women have their place and their role in Christ. They don't want to lead. They don't want to dominate or usurp. But when you gentlemen leave and go somewhere that you're not supposed to be, what happens to the children that we're left with? They are here and they have to be seen to. Women have turned to God because you were not there to lead them to him. When godly men treat godly women as a gift from God, no one has to address her attire. She'll know what to wear. But if the so-called godly men want her to dress like an 8th Avenue streetwalker and have kinky sex because he can't function otherwise, gentlemen, stop confusing the sisters and treat them like saints because you're still confused as to who you are. Paul wanted the female workers to lay back and let the brothers lead the pack. God ordained them to do so, but where are they among the workers in the church?
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.